Everybody in Alaska has heard of the famous Nenana Ice Classic and the big payouts. Many of you maybe even have bought tickets. But have you ever talked to somebody who was actually a winner of the Nenana Ice Classic? We all know how it works, right? There's the tripod, and when the tripod goes down at that precise moment, you have to guess the time in order to collect the money. Well, given the fact that we are starting now a Kenai River Ice Classic, I've got the privilege of talking to a winner of the Nenana Ice Classic, and we're not going to talk anything about politics, and as soon as I introduce Dale Bagley, you're going to think somehow there's going to be a political bend here, or something about the realtors. But no, we're talking simply about the Nenana Ice Classic, because he, 2 years ago, was a winner of the Nenana Ice Classic. And Dale, you're kind of addicted to this gambling thing, and you have a system that I think everybody would like to hear about. How did you, was it just luck, or did you really have some evidence in an algorithm that led you to victory?
Well, first of all, I always did the Nenana Ice Classic with my dad. No matter where my dad was, he'd always have me go buy tickets, and we'd split it up, and we'd put our, he'd tell me what times he wanted, and I'd pick my times, and it was just kind of by the seat of the pants, so to speak. But somewhere along the way, probably after my dad passed away, I got a lot more serious about it, and I started to buy 100 tickets, which that time was $2.50, so it was $250 for 100 tickets. Now, last year, they went up to $3 a ticket, so now it's $300 to buy 100 tickets, and I get a lot more serious about it, and I do have an Excel spreadsheet that looks at what the temperature is, what the ice is, and then I take the weather forecasts for the months of April and early May and plug that into that, and I use all this to determine basically a 9 to 10 day period that I think that the ice is going to go out. Only once has it never gone out in that nine day period. I pretty much always get the 9 day period right, and I'm usually within an hour of the ice going out, always. Now, one of the tricky things is they're on Alaska Standard Time, which is an hour different than our time. So I've actually thought that I had won the Nenana Ice Classic once or twice before, only to find out that I was an hour off.
I always thought Alaska was all on one time zone.
It is, but for statistical purposes, they're still using the same times that they've used in the past, back when we had different time zones, just to keep everything the same. So that the data that they provide on the pamphlet is accurate, and it's not off by an hour because of that. So
when you went 2 years ago, did you have to report it to your federal income taxes?
They do take taxes out of it, and so it's no choice. So it comes right out. So you have a statement that they give you that you turn in with your taxes. So yes.
Okay. So you have a system for the Nenana Ice Classic. Okay, now that we start this Kenai River Ice Classic, when we got permission from the state to hold an ice classic on the Kenai River, the Nenana always freezes.
Right.
So it's a simple thing. You know, it's a tripod, and when it goes down, the winter clock stops. When we started trying to develop on the Kenai River doesn't always freeze. And so we had those problems, and we haven't started until this year. And actually, last year, we had an experiment with it. Because our movement of ice, because it can freeze and then thaw, and then some of it move, but it's going to be with a movement of ice a certain distance that our tripod will go. And of course, we'll have the, do you want to bet whether it's going to freeze or not? And then we're going to draw at the Winter Beer Festival.
Yeah.
And someone's going to win $5,000.
Something pretty cool about a game of chance, I guess, that's been going that long. And it's kind of the signal. It was a signal for the people in Nenana that when the Tanana went out, it was
spring,
yes. And everyone enjoyed, you know, it was kind of the signal that spring is here. And the boats could start coming up the river and summer life returned. So I don't know. I imagine Nenana will, for a long time, will still be the big lottery in Alaska, but it's, you know, I like lotteries, so I'll participate in anything that's out there.
Well, the neat thing is it used to be what you did with your dad. Yeah. And it was kind of a father-son thing. And that's cool. It's all a lot of fun. And congratulations. And we didn't mention politics at all. And you getting ready to retire, Dale?
Oh, not yet. Just one more thing I'd like to say. One of the cool things about the Nenana one is, of course, they do have a camera on it, so you can watch the camera. People will be clicking on that thing constantly, watching ice, the water come through, you know, start to wear channels in the ice. And then there is a Facebook page dedicated to it, and there's a blogger that is always blogging on the Nenana Ice Classic. And usually every time she posts a blog, there's about 100 to 300 replies that go in there. So it's a pretty active thing up there at Nenana. Not only does the community really get behind it, but so does Alaska. So I hope that's happening. Well, not just Alaska, actually. People from all over the world are buying the tickets. And so I guess that'd be a challenge for the Rotary Clubs here to try to build that kind of momentum here, too.
And here we have the mighty Kenai River, the greatest sport fishing world river in the world. So it's going to be exciting. Get your tickets for the freeze or no freeze by the end of this month, or you won't have a chance to win $5,000. Merle Sikorski with the Nenana Ice Classic winner, Dale Bagley, returning you to that bet on when the ice is going out sound of KSRM.